Chapter 17. Home Again. We fall right onto the basement floor. "We did it!" Jonah says. He tosses up the golden ball that Princess Coco gave him and lets Prince catch it. We really did do it. I stand up and brush myself facing the mirror. Maybe now we can get some answers. "Mary Rose, are you there?" I ask the mirror. "We want to talk to you. Jonah has your memories, and we stopped Prince Frederick from going back to Frogville. Is that what you wanted? Did we do the right thing?" Jonah and I stare at the mirror. We can see our reflections. Prince sniffs the glass. Is something going to happen? "Mary Rose?" I call out again. The mirror starts to ripple. Is that a face? It is! I see a face in the mirror. It's a woman with long, wavy hair. She has a straight nose and a long chin, but it's a nice chin. It's Mary Rose, in the flesh! Well, not in the flesh, but in the mirror. I can see Mary Rose. She exists. "Hi," I say. "It's you." "Thank you," she says, "for saving Frederick's sister, Queen Sophie." "You're welcome," I say. "We would never have known Frederick was evil if it wasn't for Jonah's memories."
"I know," she says. "That's why he had them."
"I had them on purpose?" Jonah asks.
"Of course," Mary Rose says.
"So you sent us on a mission?" I ask. She nods.
"I did."
"But, well, why didn't you just save her yourself?" I ask. "Why did you need us?"
"I would have if I could have," she says. "But the curse won't let me get back there."
"The curse?" I ask. "What curse?" Her image starts to fade. "Mary Rose? Wait!" She's gone. The mirror is still. The ripples disappear. "My head doesn't itch anymore," Jonah says after a minute. "I think the memories are gone."
I guess now that the job is done, the memories are done too.
"I'm starving," Jonah says. "Do you think we could have omelets for breakfast?"
"Anything but frog legs."
I look at my watch. Arg! It's 6:55! Run! Run! We very quietly rush upstairs and into our rooms, Prince behind Jonah. I toss off Princess Coco's wet clothes and change into fresh, dry pajamas.
Obviously, I forgot my other pair of PJs in Birdopolis.
Before I hop into my clean, dry bed, I take a peek at my magic jewelry box on my dresser. It shows me what all the fairy tale characters look like after I visit them. Princess Coco's image on the box has changed. Instead of blowing a kiss to a frog, she's wearing the gold soldier's uniform while perched on her horse. Perfect. I pretend to be asleep and wait for my mom to come wake me up. As soon as I get to school, I hear it. "Krabby Abby!" Right away, I tense up. Brandon, again. What is his problem? Why does he have to be so awful? I can't help but wonder. Is it possible he's being mean because something is bothering him? How can I tell if he's like Coco, a nice person who is being mean because he's upset, or if he's actually mean like Frederick? How can anyone tell? If only he had a diary. I shake my head and laugh. No, I don't have to read his diary. I can do the next best thing. I turn to look at him. "Hey, Brandon," I say. "How are you?" He blinks, and then blinks again.
"How am I?"
"Yes, how are you?" He raises a thick eyebrow. "I'm fine," he spits out. He's very good at spitting. "Is something the matter?" I ask. He tilts his head.
"What do you mean?"
"I don't know. I'm just wondering." I rack my brain to figure out how to ask. "What are you doing this weekend?" He scowls.
"Packing. I'm moving next month."
You're moving? I ask. Brandon sticks his tongue out at the girl squeezing past us to get to her cubby.
Yes, something wrong with your ears? I'm moving,
he whisper yells. I don't let him get to me. Moving houses? His face kind of crumbles.
Yeah, and cities. I'm moving to Miami.
You are? I ask. That's crazy. How come?
My mom got a new job, he mumbles. She's going to be the global head of content partnerships for Mimford Media.
I don't know what that means, I say.
Me neither,
he admits. We're both quiet. Then I say, it'll be really warm there. He kicks his foot.
I guess.
Okay, now for the question that will tell me what I need to know. Do you want to move?
I don't care, he mumbles. Whatever.
He's lying. He totally does care. He's upset. That's why he's been so mean. He's like Coco. He's not really mean. He's just lashing out. This is great, I exclaim. His face darkens.
It's great that I'm moving. Thanks a lot.
No, no, no. I didn't mean that. I mean, now I know why you've been acting the way you've been acting.
How have I been acting? He snaps.
You've been not so nice. But I have good news. He stares at me.
What's that?
It will be okay, I say.
How do you know?
Because I moved too, I remind him. At the beginning of the year. Remember?
Oh, yeah, he says. I forgot.
He looks down at me.
Was it hard?
Yeah, I admit. At first. But you know what? Now I'm happy. Really happy. I have new friends. I've met all kinds of interesting people. I see Frankie, Robin, and Penny standing by the classroom door and looking at me like, is she really talking to Brandon? And smiling. And I love my house, I add. I think of my room, and my basement, and my magic mirror, and all the adventures I never would have had if I hadn't moved from Naperville. I'm glad I'm here. He nods.
Thanks, Crabby Abby.
I laugh and shake my head. Can you not call me that? He laughs too.
What should I call you instead? Tabby Abby? Scabby Abby? Or just Abby?
Fab Ab, I suggest. Or we can use alliteration. Awesome Abby? Amazing Abby? Those all work for me.
You talk a lot. How about Gabby Abby?
I'll take it! I see that Frankie, Robin, and Penny are still watching me at the end of the hall. They look very curious. They wave me over. I gotta go, Brandon. No more fake sneezing on Mad Libs, okay? He laughs.
Okay, Gabby Abby.
I walk over to Frankie, Robin, and Penny. They huddle around me. Was he bothering you? Penny asks. I tied my sneakers so tight this morning that even Brandon won't be able to step on the backs. I don't think Brandon will be stepping on anyone's shoes. Or fake sneezing on our Mad Libs. I think Brandon's mean days are over. Nope, I say. Frankie is on one side of me, and Robin on the other. Penny is next to Robin. I link my arms through Frankie and Robin's, and Penny links hers through Robin's. Everything is just fine. I look at my three friends. Fine, two friends plus Penny. And know that everything is just great. If it weren't for the fairy tales, I never would have understood why Brandon acted the way he did. Who knows what I'll discover next time? And maybe I'll learn more about who cursed Mary Rose. All I know for sure is that I can't wait to go back through my magic mirror.